Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Monday, November 16th, 2015. Israeli troops kill two Palestinians during invasions in West Bank communities and target Gaza fishers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians were killed by Israeli troops' gunfire as Israeli forces invaded on Monday at dawn the Calandia refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem. The soldiers exchanged fire with armed resistant fighters during their invasion of the refugee camp, killing two Palestinians identified as Laith Ashraf Manasra, 25, and Ahmed Abu Al-Aish, 30 years of age. The Palestinian Health Ministry said that the two slain Palestinians were transferred to the Palestine Medical Center. Army sharpshooters also occupied the rooftops of several homes in the refugee camp, shot and injured 34 Palestinians with live rounds. Some of the wounded suffered moderate to severe injuries. The army also demolished the second floor of a home belonging to the family of detainee Mohammed Abu Shaheen, who is held by Israel for allegedly participating in killing two Israeli settlers and wounding three others in July of this year. The death of the two men makes the total number of Palestinians killed since October 1st to 88. 10 Israelis have been killed by Palestinians in the same time period. Over 3,000 Palestinians have been wounded, many of them seriously. More than 1,300 Palestinians were shot by live ammunition during the time period, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health. Later on Monday, Israeli forces demolished non-residential structures and animal barns in Khirbet Jarat and Al-Khalit Al-Kunnub locations east of Sa'ir town to the northwest of Hebron in southern West Bank. In the Gaza Strip on Monday, Israeli Navy boats opened fire on a number of Palestinian fishing boats in Palestinian territorial waters in Beit Lahia in the northern part of the besieged coastal region, wounding two fishers. Medical sources said that the two fishers suffered moderate wounds and were moved to the hospital in Beit Lahia. Eyewitnesses said that the Israeli Navy fired dozens of live rounds at several Palestinian fishing boats, forcing them to go back to shore. Israeli Navy and troops routinely open fire on Palestinian fishermen sailing within the 6 nautical mile zone and farmlands along the border, frequently violating the ceasefire deal that was reached in August 2014. The current 6 nautical mile fishing zone falls drastically short of the 20 nautical miles allocated to fishermen in the 1993 Oslo Accords. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, November 16th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.